Tuesday night or La Aleph Shvat. Chagas Halvodas, Shnar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're in the middle of Ofen Hashishi, the sixth thing you have to think about. And he's talking about when you... Not that anybody here has ever done any Averus or thought about doing an Averus, but you know, you never know. But really, Averus are much more than what we think. Right? It's not like, oh, I'm about to eat a cheeseburger, help me, I can't stop myself. He's talking about getting angry, not lending someone money maybe when you can, talking onos dvorim. You could be talking about a multitude of things that you're doing wrong. And she said, you got to stop and think. And we talked about the Rashi at the end of Vayelech. That's really what he's saying. And it's really a remarkable thought that you should be doing the Ratzon Hashem almost automatically. Of course, we have to throw in the word almost because you have Bechira. But you should say, like, look around you, and the whole Bria is doing the Ratzon Hashem, and the only reason you could breathe is because all your body is doing the Ratzon Hashem, and the earth is doing the Ratzon Hashem, and the atmosphere is doing the Ratzon Hashem, and the winds are doing the Ratzon Hashem, and the whole Bria is working, as he details in the fourth parak in Shaar HaBechina, and that the whole Bria is working only because the Ratzon Hashem is happening. So you're going to come now. So he says two things. First of all, you have to be afraid that the punishment will be like a Mida Keneged Mida type thing. That maybe if you don't do the Ratzon Hashem, maybe you don't deserve that your Chas V'Shalom, that your Evorim should do the Ratzon Hashem. This limb can stop working. This limb can stop working. That's one way that he says it. The other way he says it is stop. That we don't have to threaten you with an onesh. You should just realize, and as I said yesterday, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just have to become in sync with nature. That's really the pshat and the Rashi at the end of Vayelech. It's not a threat. It's not a threat. It's just go with the flow. And it's a very important yesod. I said, I'll repeat it. It bears repeating. Being frum is not unnatural. And sometimes, especially in the Western world, especially in the Western world, they try to present it. It's presented as being not natural. Even if you say, okay, you know, what could I do? You got to be frum. You know, I'm a frum Jew, but so I have to do unnatural things. I can't eat what I want. I can't do what I want. I can't talk what I want, so it's like not natural. So that's the omek of that Rashi and of this Chovas Halvavas is that it's not true. That these things are harmful to you, and Hashem knows what's harmful. And he's not looking just to curtail a person's enjoyment, or if he is, it's because too much enjoyment is not healthy for a person. And he'll end up just indulging himself. So that. But this whole idea, let's say that you say, you know, this is unnatural, that's unnatural, you're confining yourself, you're mitzumtzum, is not true. Adarabba and Adarabba. Okay, so let's now. He gives a mashal. Okay, we'll start page Resh Mem Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. A marshal bekach, I'll give you a marshal, and this is what you should think about. This is number 6 in thinking. Ilu himru hayisodos baris Hashem. Yisodos, he's talking about like if oxygen wouldn't combine with nitrogen, I don't know, whatever. However the atmosphere works to create oxygen, the photosynthesis would stop working, right? And there wouldn't be enough oxygen in the world. That's an earthquake. Once in a while there is an earthquake, right? But it's rare, to say the least. That means so like once in a while it does with a tsunami. But let's say it would be an everyday occurrence. V'chisos p'nei oretz. V'hoya nishar adam al p'nei oretz. And it would be, civilization would end as we know it. Nothing, the whole Bria wouldn't work the way Hashem said it should, with all the rules. Chok nosan v'lo yavor. We say in the third Halleluka, Hashem made a chok, the way the world should work, and it's exact, and it's punked, and it's the right temperature, and it's, and oxygen is produced, and your digestive system does work. So here he wants you to think about the larger universe. I'm really mixing in the two. He wants your thought process to take two steps. First, think about the world in general. Then he says, "V'yosem muflamizan," even more closer to home, is "Ilu hefeira avori guf adam es pris Hashem ba'adam v'nochu evora v'asher tivon hatnua." You know, normally they move, and now all of a sudden, you know, you see this when someone has a stroke. So you see all of a sudden the body's not working the way it's supposed to work. So you say, wow, like, but normally it does work. We only appreciate it as an entity to be thankful for and to realize that Hashem is making that happen when we see its opposite. That's why I talk about the tsunami and an earthquake and a person with a stroke, because then we catch a glimpse of what life could easily be like if Hashem wasn't directing it always, that it should most of the time work. More than most, of course. The overwhelming majority of the time work. Oh, no'u hanochim mehen. You know, if, let's say something very, you know, it's going to make everybody giggle, but you know, the fact that you can, let's say you have to go to the bathroom. Yeah. So you hold it in. That's your body does that. Your body tenses and the muscles hold it in until you're ready to go, until you find a place to go. Let's say it wouldn't work, right? So, you know, sitting amongst people right now, and you know, maybe adult diapers are on sale in Yesh. You know, we're laughing, but there's adults that need adult diapers because they can't. That part of their body stopped working. So, like, imagine all these things. If the world wouldn't be doing the Ratzon Hashem, it would be a very messy life, to say the least. It would really be no life at all. Life couldn't exist. We've just gone on to page Resh Mem Bay. If it wouldn't work, if your neck would stop being able to swivel, right? And then you would have, you know, you would be like that. If you wanted to look around, you would have to turn your whole body. Your fingers wouldn't move. Your body would break apart. All the joints, you know how many joints there are in the body, all the electrical impulses that make your body work. It would come apart. So now everything's working. You look around, it's working. Not just for the most part. 99% of the time, it's working. You're breathing, your kidneys are working, your liver's working. So you're going to come and you're going to go against the will of Hashem. Your whole life is dependent on the Bria doing the will of Hashem. So, and you're going to go and you're going to make yourself like an exception to the rule. Listor mitzvah Hashem, ba'olam she'enu mamrei mitzvah Hashem bo. This is an interesting, again, I said yesterday. If you learn Pirkei Avos, you say a person has a desire to do a chet, he should think about me'ayin boso, l'onat aholech, if you're doing a very, you should think about maybe Yom HaMisa, think about Gehenim, think about whatever works. Chavis is saying, I got something for you to think about when you want to do an Avera. Think how ludicrous it is, think how embarrassing it is, think how silly it is. You think you're going to get away with it? The whole Bria is doing the Ratzon Hashem, and that's the only reason you're existing. That's the only reason you're able to live. So what are you, you're going to go... And then he gives a marshal with the Mida Keneged Mida story. Uba Ozrim, line 3 on page Resh Mem Beis. Ozrim, and he's in a world where there are Ozrim, Shaina Mefirim Bris Hashem Bo, Ashehitel Aleim Lusharso Vlamo Lefkudoso, that's why there's water. The wheat, Rashi says, the wheat kernel grows wheat. You know, you have wheat only because it's listening to Hashem. Klomer Evorov. Let's say you're right, you're Evorov. Vamoshal Akorov Lakach, and here he gets into the Indian of Onesh, I told you, like Mida Keneged Mida, not just the ludicrousness of it. So he says, Amoshal, Naniach, let's make believe, let's assume. He took a group of his servants, of his citizens, and he told them to carry him around in a carriage. That's how he used to transport the Choshva people, in a carriage held by the shoulders of regular people. And he said, you better listen to me, do a good job. Shiaviru Nachal Godol, he's going to have to cross the stream, make sure he doesn't get wet. B'tachlis Menazahirus El Mokum Yudua V'man Mesuyim, I need you to be at 10 o'clock in the morning on the other side of the river. Be careful, make sure he arrives in tip-top shape. I need him for negotiations. I don't want him to look like he just walked off an airplane. Maybe if he went first class. Maybe this was first class service. Anybody here go first class in an airplane? I haven't, but they say it's like pretty good. Even Beryl can stretch out there.
And recline.
You've been there? You've been there? Your company flew you first class? Wow. Taki, you can...
Yeah.
So, he says... So, he says, okay, so they told him to give him first class service, but he told the Tsar, listen, you got these guys carrying you, you gotta buy them supper, you gotta do things for them. You can't just make them work. So he gave him instructions also. Also Azman, Devorim you do it. Pay them. Make sure you pay them at the end of the day, make sure you pay them, make sure you buy them supper, whatever. Now they were good. The Kimu Havodim Basaras Mitzvah Samelech. They were, you know, they did what they had to do. But Vinasalim Hasar Malakayim Mitzvah Samelech Bahem. So they're schlepping him around. And meanwhile, he's not doing what he's supposed to do. He's not listening to the Melech. They're listening to the Melech, and he's not listening to the Melech. He's not paying them, he's not serving them supper, nothing. So one of them said, you know, what do you think is going to happen now? Shemano. We're not going to be the friars. We're not going to sit here and say, oh, we have to listen to the Melech, we have to listen to the Melech, and you are doing what you want. Don't you at least have to be afraid that one of us is going to say, like, I'm not going to be a friar. If he doesn't have to listen to the Melech, I don't have to listen to the Melech. And kerplunk, you're going to fall down. Humpty Dumpty and all, you're going to fall down. That one of us will act like you're acting. The Yamreshvus Hamelach Bishmiraskov. If you don't have to listen to the king, we don't have to listen to the king. Vishem Reishvus So Banu. Most people Banachal Hagadol Hazayu fall into the river of the Tavosbo. Misarav Biyoser. Umadulo Tosakinus To Uscha B'Tshuva. You better snap too. B'Tshuva B'Kosho Slicha. Ki HaMelech, Granda, the Melech told us that if you mess with us, we're free. We're free to do what we want. We don't have to go schlepping you around anymore. Ki HaMelech, Kvartziva, Leinu, L'Salei, Mishmiroscha, in Tamres, Mitzvos, Obonu. Oz, the guy got smart. Because the love is, he got smart. His Orem, Mipasuso, he woke up. He apologized. He said, you're right. And he bought them supper. And they lived happily ever after. Now, Viata Ochi, he's saying, think about this story, this marshal, apocryphal story. His bone ain't not. Think about it. Right? By and large, your Evorim work. And they're all doing what Hashem said. And it's very, very complicated. It's not easy. The eye is an extremely complicated, complex, delicate instrument, the ear, everything about a person. So if you don't listen to Hashem, aren't you afraid, like Hashem's going to say, wait a second, Why do they have to listen to Hashem? He made a yodeya she Hashem yisal lehisna. He made it conditional. B'sayvat Torah, so Torah, so Emes. Shia komash shemoylam mosul efugudascha. Everything is given over to you. Man controls the universe. He tames it and he controls it. That's all orchestrated by Hashem. It didn't just happen because people got smart all of a sudden. Hashem controls the running of the world, and it's for your benefit, but you just have to listen to him. You have to show that you're also listening to the Ratz of Hashem, so everything will function smoothly the way it's supposed to.